One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. Welcome to Redmen News. I am Ross Chanley, joined today by Jack Gill. We're here to bring you the latest Liverpool news, rumours, and other bits of shite updates. We've got quite a lot to get through today, Jack. There's some stuff on Liverpool's mayor, some Trent and Sancho stuff, which I'm sure that's why you all clicked and that's why you're here. PSG being crowned champions and some other bits. We're going to start with the PSG stuff, Jack. It came out yesterday. I think it was kind of rumours late afternoon that, you know, they might have kind of wrapped it up. Obviously, they said their league was cancelled on Wednesday. And I think there was three options that we went through that they kind of, you know, come to some sort of conclusion for their league. But Paris Saint-Germain are now crowned champions. They promoted teams from League Two as well. They decided who's going into Europe and who's not. But league leaders PSG were crowned champions. They were 12 points clear with the game in hand as it stands. Marseille and Rennes are joining PSG and scoring Champions League qualification. News comes after French government shut down sports events until September. I'm not sure this is really a surprise, Jack, but more so trying to link it back to the Liverpool stuff. And it was funny, just going through Twitter yesterday of like people's perspectives and them changing their minds and going from like null and void. And UEFA said null and void's not an offer on the table, which is why that they've done this. They cancelled their season and decided, you know, things on merit for things to go through. Just to see kind of opposition fans kind of go, oh shit, what are we going to do now? But, you know, I know there's a Premier League meeting today, which we'll come on to later on, but, you know, it's potentially a good sign for Liverpool.
Yeah, absolutely. We did a video on the Academy channel a few days ago, obviously, about this. And, you know, I think my initial thoughts when, obviously, the news came out the French league was getting cancelled was there was a tiny bit of panic, you know, of the thought that, obviously, they may null and void the league. They may go down a similar route that, obviously, the Dutch league seemed to have done. But, you know, it's one of them where actually we came on here a few weeks ago and spoke about what UEFA had said about how they want to put null and void completely off the table. And it was interesting to see all the rival fans and opposition fans come out and instantly think that cancellation means it's completely voided when, as they've shown, absolutely not. And, you know, I think it's obviously better for us now because now that they've been crowned champions, despite them not finishing the season, it shows that we inevitably, either way, will be crowned the champions this season. It's just brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, and the other side of that, Jack, is the people that kind of think it's going to be null and void. And like, I think you're in agreement with me on this. Like, you know, I'd like football to come back when it's safe and ready to do so. Whether that's in 2-3 months' time, like, I'm kind of fine with that. But there seems to be some sort of perception from, I don't know, maybe you're right, of opposition fans are going, well, just null and void this season, that magically coronavirus disappears and we can all go back to football in August, because, like, I don't think next season's going to start in August either.
No, I think yesterday's news was helpful for a lot of people because I think, obviously, the French Prime Minister came out and made that statement and said no sport until September. And I think a lot of people thought in their head, well, that September, that means we can have a full season next season where it's almost untouched. But then yesterday's news is obviously actually there may be no crowds in stadiums in England until the new year. So, you know, it's one of them where I think personally football's not going to be the same for years after this, 3 to 5, maybe even longer than that years. It's going to be very, very different. And, you know, it's not just this season, it's going to be affected either way. So I've always seen it from the start and wait as long as need be, wait and finish this season when safe to do so. And you know, I think that's the best option. Next season,
you change your mind? Sorry, Jack, on a daily basis. But I got, yesterday, for example, I went from, oh, like, you know, the season might carry on again when it's safe to do so, but it's 2 months, 3 months down the line. and then see some other bits like the PSG stuff and kind of go, well, actually, maybe this season it is finished. We're losing Jack. Where'd he go?
Obviously.
There you go. Start again.
Mentally, I think having football back, best option for everyone. I personally, football in my life right now would be absolutely fantastic. But I think obviously as the days go on, I think the most humane option would be to wait as long as possible. And you know, I don't think rushing it back is necessarily the best thing. I think the key part from that French thing that's come out is actually the fact that they're not getting paid from TV broadcasting. There's news come out today that Lyon are thinking about suing the league for finishing it early and finishing it how it is. Yeah, exactly. So I think that's why the Premier League will do anything to avoid it here, because I think the Premier League is one of the leagues that is all about money. And you know, whether that's sad or a good thing, I think it means that we will see the end of the season in some form.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think it is sad. And particularly if it's going to put people's lives at risk, I don't totally agree with them. I'm happy to wait for that stuff. Let's move on to something a bit more cheerful, some hot Jadon Sancho chat. That's what you're all here for, isn't it? Trent Alexander-Arnold was doing an Instagram live yesterday, and he got onto the subject of Jadon Sancho, and he said these words. Actually, I have lost it. Where's he gone? He said if he came to us, he'd make our team better. So we're more than happy for him to come. I play with him for England, and he's a special, 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 special talent. And as part of that, Jadon Sancho also replied with a four eye emojis. I think there's just a case where he's complimenting a player, someone that, you know, he may very, very well want at Liverpool Football Club. Do I think it's going to happen? No, I don't think it is. I think it's far too much money. You know, given the current climate as well, what's going on with transfers, no one's got a fucking clue what's going to happen in that sense. But, you know, we can enjoy the moment, can't we, Jack?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, we've seen on social media the last few weeks as well, Man United fans bending over for him all they can as well. So, you know, it's nice to show this as well and Sancho, you know, reacting to it. I think it's simply just Trent, you know.
He's big complimenting him, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. They're mates from England duty. They're in the same sort of age bracket, so they've probably grown up playing football together. So, you know, it's one of them where I think it's just a compliment, and you know, obviously footballers at this point in time are going to make a big thing out of it, and people are going to make a big thing about it. But I think the biggest shock for me was Trent doing an Instagram live with Big Shaq. You know, that was the biggest shock for me. So it was very
taken from that after all the Sancho stuff. That's what you've taken from it.
Yeah, because you know, the Sancho stuff's going to come and go, isn't it? We've been linked on enough all year, and Trent's obviously going to have his say. Everyone knows Sancho is a world-class footballer, and he did use the word special a lot of times. So people are obviously going to get very gassed. But, you know, I think it's just nothing really.
Or has he just driven his price up by thinking, getting Man United fans or people at Man United to think that Liverpool are interested in? So they spend even more money on him that they can't probably afford.
Agent Trent.
Agent Trent, that's the one. Right, from Jadon Sancho, Timo Werner, obviously. Didier Hamann was talking to Sky Sports and he's kind of suggested Liverpool don't sign him. He said, I'm not too sure. He always expressed how fond he is of Jurgen Klopp and Liverpool and that he may want to join him. But the thing is, Liverpool, they've probably got the best front three in world football. He then went on to say, when this website loads up, oh my God. If you play at wide in Liverpool, even though the fullbacks like to overlap, Salah and Mane are both very tricky players. They've got huge trickery and very skillful. Timo Werner is not that type of player. His biggest asset by far is his pace. And if I watch games now, even at Anfield, with Liverpool being so superior, all the teams sit back and when you deny Werner space, I think he's a lot less effective. I think they don't always paint a pretty picture when people come up with comments like this, Jack, but I can understand where he's coming from. I think, you know, Liverpool fans, you know, down to Timo Werner, we all watch the YouTube highlights, the fact that Timo Werner has come out and caught Liverpool himself as a basically come and get me play 2, 3, 4 times now, possibly. I can understand where Didier Hamann's coming from, but also I think it's good in some games to kind of have a different option.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I think for a long period of time, us Liverpool fans have been asking for more squad depth and more options. And, you know, we've now got a world-class squad. And to improve a world-class squad, you need more world-class players added to that. We already know we have a world-class front three, and Timo Werner would provide an additional option. And as you say, a different kind of option. And also add more pace to an incredibly an already incredibly fast front line. There are questions, you know. I think the World Cup, the last World Cup, he was a bit questionable up front for Germany.
So would Germany, though, to be fair, weren't
they? Yeah, absolutely. And you know, he was playing a different sort of system there, and it was very weird. But also, obviously, the fact of game time as well. How much game time will he get? But the big thing for me is nobody knows at this point what's going to happen with next season. It may be that next season we only play other teams once, and actually, they still agreed to put the African Cup of Nations right in the middle of that. And actually, a big chunk of the season, we're without Salah and Mane. So, you know, we are going to need world-class options there. And you know, I think Werner would be an excellent signing. You've seen this season under a world-class coach in Julian Nagelsmann. He's been terrific for Leipzig. And I think he's been brilliant for a few seasons, but this has definitely been his best season. And you know, I don't think there's any doubt that he's an excellent player and would score a lot of goals for Liverpool should he join.
Yeah, also, teams don't always just sit back. How many goals have we scored by playing long balls over the top? I think we scored 3 against Everton before they fucking clocked onto it. So
that's the thing as well. I think if Werner does come, there's more of an option for a 4-2-3-1, which I think would create more teams thinking that they can hit us, because obviously we've got more attacking flair in the game and people may think that they can outrun us in the midfield or whatever. So I think it would be interesting.
Yeah, I say. Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. Tom's going to collect them, and we'll go through some of them at the end. Moving on, there was a statement from Liverpool Football Club yesterday, Jack. When I initially saw this on social media, I'm not going to lie, I shit myself. Because particularly when you use that image of the corner flag, you just think, oh my God, like, what's happened now? Or, you know, we're stuck with the league or, you know, whatever else. But it turns out it was in response to Liverpool Mayor Joe Anderson, who came out and made some comments yesterday about not putting the football back on because Liverpool fans will congregate, whether that's at Anfield or other stadiums. In my opinion, a bit ill-founded. Yes, there will be.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You know, knobheads that will probably go and do that. But, you know, there's knobheads in every fan that will spoil it for everyone. There's knobheads that spoil it for everybody else by going out to parks and doing stuff like that. The problem is, though, it was there was no substance to it. There was nothing to back that up to suggest that Liverpool fans will go and do that. Personally speaking for myself, if football was back on, just do as I'm told, stay indoors, kind of go and do that. So, surprisingly, I think it was a little surprise that Liverpool actually came out and made the statement. Jack and basically just said, as a club, we're aware and disappointed in the comments attributed to Mayor Joe Anderson in the media, in an interview which was published today. For the club to actually come out and kind of acknowledge that, which I don't like if they acknowledged everything sort of like that, you know, it's a bit strange, isn't it? And the only way that they could have bettered it, if Peter Moore just said, listen, chippy tits, wind your fucking neck in, because that's all it needed to do. But for them to be recognised and take that on board, Spirit of Shankly have since come out and they've been in talks with the club and other you know, fan groups and stuff like that to kind of make sure that this kind of stuff doesn't happen. It kind of puts all their work, you know, out the window, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I actually think it was brilliant of the club to come out and make a statement like that. You know, I think for the mayor of Liverpool to come out and say something like that is absolutely ridiculous. You know, I think at a time when I think a lot of people are probably accusing Liverpool fans of doing that sort of thing, should football continue, I think something that would be nice is support from the mayor of the city, you know. But as you say, it's not... It's not uncommon for chippy tits to do stuff like that. And you know, I think at the end of the day, for me, I think it was a brilliant reaction from the club. And I think the club are obviously desperate for this season to be finished. We want to win this season, having got the right points to win the season. We don't necessarily want to be handed the title or given the title early. We want to complete the season. Of course we do. So I'd say something like that, I think, is stupid. And you know, I think it was a brilliant reaction from the club.
Yes, out there, there's a postman knocking on my door. Jack, people are going to wear football masks during the Premier League thing. Just talk through that for 2 seconds, okay?
Yeah, so football masks. I think it's a bit ridiculous, to be honest with you. I think it's a weird world that we're entering, where there might be a massive stoppage in play because somebody's mask has broken and it needs fixing. So it's an absolutely crazy world that it's becoming. Just to fill Ross in, I was saying that obviously the... It's a bit ridiculous that now we may have a massive stoppage in play to fix a player's mask. Absolutely crazy world that we're living in now. But obviously, if that's going to make people safer and make it easier for football to come back quicker, then I think a lot of people will be like, absolutely fair enough. But, you know,
I don't agree with that, Jack. I think if players happen to wear masks, that suggests that it's safe not to come back.
It's interesting because... I think Boris Johnson said yesterday in his daily press conference thing that actually people may need to wear masks if they want to go out for the next few weeks and months anyway. And it's not necessarily to keep the person safe. It's to make people think that they're safer. And
it's protect other people, isn't it?
Yeah, it shows that the Premier League are prepared to take, like you know, do anything to protect the players and to make it look like it's the safest possible way that they're continuing. But I see it personally how it was when it first started and they were like, we're banning handshakes, but they were still allowed to grapple from corners. They were shaking hands in the tunnel beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
It's more for fans watching to think, oh, they're safer because they're wearing masks than for the actual player's protection. Personally, that's what I get from it.
I've seen the other argument in the sense of footballers are still on a full-time wage, or like a lot of them are, particularly in the Premier League. So what do they want? They can't have it both ways of being paid a full wage, not going back to work. So apparently it's only for training anyway. So we'll have to wait and see how that pans out. And there'll be social distancing and stuff in there as well, but I still don't think it's right. Two quick ones are going to fly through. Liverpool make contact with Koulibaly. Jack, is that bullshit or not?
Yeah, big fat bullshit, that. May as well have a bullshit stamp over it.
Okay, Sam, we'll move on from that one. League Cup could be scrapped next season. The Premier League extends to 23 teams. UEFA have previously called for the League Cup to be axed completely. And it could be sacrificed from next season's schedule to reduce the threat of a fixture pile-up. Listen, as Liverpool fans, like, I don't want to sound like arrogant or greedy, arrogant, I think, is the right word. I'm just saying, like, just jib it off because it doesn't really matter to us. It matters to a lot of clubs, you know, particularly further down the league, or maybe ones that aren't in the Champions League or stuff like that. And, you know, any trophy's a trophy. I don't want to disrespect that, but... Also, maybe it's the layout of the actual competition of maybe how many teams or replays and you know, all that bollocks and stuff like that. But I think, again, you know, unprecedented times, maybe just for one season, just kind of jib it off.
I think the League Cup has been seen as the additional cup for a long time now for many. I think there's no doubt that the FA Cup is obviously still massive because of the history of the FA Cup. And you know, but the League Cup has been where even very small Premier League sides rotate heavily. And Manchester City seem to be winning it every year because actually they have the most squad depth because they've got a multi-billion pound squad where they've paid an absolute fortune for you know, they've broken rules for the squad that they've got. So
how is Ben Kelly here?
but no, I think it's one of them where they've swept it every year for the last few years, and there's obviously no question for it. I think unless you get to the semi-final of the League Cup, it's a competition that nobody's asked about, to be honest with you. And I think it's been like that for a long time. I think if obviously the league has to change and has to get rid of games, that's the first competition that will go, and quite rightly. I think they'll do everything to keep hold of the FA Cup because, as I say, the history, what it's like for the smaller clubs, but the League Cup is the easiest one to get rid of.
Even for the FA Cup, people like the BBC, do you know, that's probably only access to football they get at the moment.
Yeah.
Well, or it was, sorry, before it's all kicked off. So, so get to your comments. Rob D says, Trent wants Sancho. Boom. I think he will be inspired by the Redmen Football Manager team yesterday. Great work. For those of you who haven't seen the Redmen TV live stream, it's every Monday and every Thursday at 4 o'clock. Director of Football, Paul Machin. Manager, Chris Pajak. Oh, little spoiler alert, they spunked most of the money that they had on Jadon Sancho already, so we'll see how that goes.
I have to say, Chris's picture, he's had a glow, hasn't he? He's had a glow.
Yeah, there was some phenomenal commentary and clothes changing yesterday, so just go and check that out. We'll be back on Monday. Liam Lawrence says, just think Trent and Sancho on the right, Salah up top and Bobby in the 10, be a deadly attack. Hendo and Fab in the 6 would be an amazing team. It would give us loads of different options, wouldn't it? I don't think it's necessarily a one-for-one, because, you know, that would be a pretty deadly team, to be fair, wouldn't it? But it just gives us more options, doesn't it? And I've said this loads of times, like, I don't think it's going to happen, but if you do, then you've got, like, you know, this might change now, say, 3 games a week. Just, like, rotate like we do in the midfield, because you get more out of the front three. On Team of Vernet, Stephen Somerville says, I love Diddy for what he did on that night of 2005, but I disagree with him. He can score goals, the stats are there, but we need to back up the front three if they need a rest and goals are needed. I think we agree with that, don't we, Jack?
I agree with both sides of it. You know, I think I can see what Didi Haman is trying to say. I get what he's trying to say. But as you say, we've been begging for rotation and a better squad for absolute years now. And seeing a player of Timo Werner's quality coming in gives us an additional option. And I think it'll be a brilliant signing.
Yeah, it will be. Themba Shonga, what's an amazing name. This is a new Liverpool. We shouldn't have to be asking players to come here. They should want to come here to improve themselves and help us, like, for example, team. That's a great point, actually. Yeah. You know, I think we get lost in it. Oh, it wasn't so long ago that, you know, we were, like, begging people. But you think of Van Dijk, I think I read the other day, you know, he jibbed off Chelsea. And I think there was someone else. It might have been Alisson or someone else. I'm just thinking, Mark, well, you know, there's the pull of Liverpool on what we're achieving and Jurgen Klopp and all that stuff. So it's a great time to be a Liverpool fan, isn't it, Jack?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's no better time. Obviously, Simon Mignolet has come out in the last few days and said that actually when he joined Liverpool, it was that we want to be at the level we're at now. And obviously, we've grown as a club. We're at where we wanted to be.
Oh, we sold him and we're there now.
Yeah, and players like him have moved on. And we're now at a position where, you know, we've got world-class players like Timo Werner that are literally pulling their skirt down to join us. So it's a fantastic time to be a Liverpool supporter right now.
That's a fantastic analogy, Jack. Thanks for that. Don't forget, tonight is we're going to do a Being Liverpool watch-along. So it's Paul, Chris, former Liverpool player Ryan McLaughlin, James Sutton, on the main Redmen YouTube channel tonight at 7:30. So you want to go and watch that along with us. Watch it for your hands. Just cringe at some of the stuff that kind of goes on. That's 7:30 tonight.
What an interesting mix of people that is. Wow. Ryan McLaughlin, James Sutton, Chris and Paul. Interesting.
Well, we've got an actor, because there's plenty of acting going on in that fucking thing. Paul, Chris obviously run this stuff, and Ryan McLaughlin was actually in it at the time, so we've got to get his perspective and see what he thinks and whether he's watching it through his hands as well. Jack, thank you very much. Thank you very much to everyone who's listening and watching. We'll be back on Monday for some more Redmen news. We'll see you then. Ta-ra.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.